Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you heard what he just said, Dan?
No.
So producer Ben was looking through my notes that I've made, because I have prepped, because I'm professional.
Yeah.
Unlike some who don't just wing it.
Well, and some of us don't have to.
And I've got a question here for you. And yeah. He's put, yeah, that's a good question. You've used the wrong there.
So, in the interest of your development.
Yeah. Is that what this podcast is?
Yeah.
My development.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Shall I do this?
Yeah,
come on. Shall I do the beginning?
Yeah, should you do the beginning for a change?
Come on.
Yeah, but I think people like my... All right, okay.
Hello, welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life.
This is so patronising.
Aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas.
Since when have I been on Last of the Summer Wine?
Like, is it good etiquette to sing Barbie Girl at a karaoke night? Or, how do you find the perfect avocado? And of course, what should you do if you accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Don Perigigon.
Jordan, oh, for God's sake.
What?
It says, if I'm more Dom Perignon, Jordan is more Dick and Dom in De Bungalow.
Oh, is it? What was it? Oh, Dom Perignon.
Perignon.
Can we go back to our normal cells, please?
Yes, let's just pour the gin and De Bonnet.
Get the gin and De Bonnet. Get your gin and De Bonnet out. I don't sound like that, by the way.
You do.
Remember, if you're into G&D as much as William and I...
Well done.
I didn't say William and me then.
No.
Use the hashtag...
Actually, William and me would have been correct.
Would it?
Yes.
Ow. I've got told you not.
Because what you always have to remember is you have to take the other person out of it. So take William out. So if you're into gin and De Bonnet as much as me, mm-hmm. would be correct. If you're into gin and De Bonnet as much as William and me... Whereas if you say, if you're into gin and De Bonnet as William and I, if you're into gin and De Bonnet as much as I, would make no grammatical sense.
You ever had sex?
I'm sorry.
If you like G&D as much as William and I, if you're into it as much as we are, then remember to use the hashtag G&Divas. This is Help I Sexted My Boss.
Let us know on Twitter.
The podcast where we've basically reinvented...
Yes.
Gin and De Bonnet, because no one had heard of it before. This, really.
And if it were no one of our age, other than me. And, oh, hang on. So, if you want our help with something, you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of... to help@sextedmyboss.com.
You can send your tales of terrifying, traumatic trepidation.
Oh, get you. You've been practising.
I'm sober for once.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter-headed paper. The address is on website, sextedmyboss.com.
Do you know who you sound like?
You? Churchill?
Yes! Yes! He does! Yes! Ben's just said him here. You sound like Churchill the dog. Oh, yes! Yes, you do. You know what I mean? The little...
Was he from Burnley?
Would you like to stroke my coat?
My what?
My coat. Right, this episode is all about summer garden parties.
Can I just say, first, stop.
What?
You and I have actually come dressed the same today.
Can we talk? Right, yeah, we have actually. I'm dying for a drink. Yeah, we are dressed the same today. So me and William... me and William have got blue chinos on.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, it's a capri pant I've got on. You've just got chinos with the legs turned up.
Isn't he a porn star? Capri pant?
No.
I'm sure there's a porn star called Caprica Pant.
Anyway. Oh, no, Caprice.
Caprice, I'm thinking of, yes.
I believe.
Caprice. Anyway, so we've both got blue chinos on.
I'm showing an ankle.
I'm showing an ankle as well, two ankles.
I think my ankle's a bit nicer than yours, I'll be honest. I think the rest of you is probably a bit better than me.
Oh, no. Yeah. And we've both got a white top on.
Well, you've got a T-shirt.
I've got a T-shirt.
Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss.
And I'm wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt.
Ralph Lauren. And we've both got our, like, chinos rolled up. We're so London.
And what shoes are you wearing?
Mine are... is it Super Gra or Super Gay?
What?
I think Super Gra. They're Italian trainers. But someone said you pronounce it Super Gay.
I think they were probably having you on.
Super Gay!
Yes.
Super Gra. So, yeah, we've literally dressed the same. We are turning into each other.
Well, no, I'm not wearing Super Gra trainers. I'm wearing they're like a boat shoe.
Right.
They're by a French company called Bobby's.
I've got boat shoes, but I don't like them.
No.
Bobby's? That's a greasy spoon near me, that.
Right, well, I'm sure these are from different
Can
places.
We toast? Because I am dying for a gin and a bonnet.
Okay, so we're going to toast somebody, you know, or something related to summer.
To the Great British Piss-Up.
No, I'm not toasting that.
Oh, come on.
Let's toast a weather forecaster.
No, that's boring. No, I'm not toasting to that.
Thomas Schaffernacker.
Who's that?
He's
Weather guy.
Friend Thomas.
I actually really like him.
He's very nice. Thomas Schaffernacker.
Thomas Schaffernacker.
We'll get him to retweet this.
Will we?
Mm.
Look at you. You name drop so much.
Well, I just thought weather forecast and then I thought Thomas Schaffernacker.
Speaking of name dropping, Greg Rutherford.
Greg?
Rutherford, shit. Greg Rutherford.
If you're going to name drop, Jordan, try and get the name right.
Greg Rutherford Instagrammed me.
Instagrammed you?
Yeah, he tagged me in a video on Instagram of him and his kids listening to my radio show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really nice. Actually, speaking of name dropping, have we heard back from Rick Edwards on Twitter yet?
I have an update.
Yep.
No news.
So a few weeks ago, I think I seen Rick Edwards in Lyon.
It was either him or possibly someone called Joel Dommett.
Joel Dommett. I can't remember. I can remember. I just couldn't work out if it was Rick Edwards or Joel Dommett. And William said, oh, he follows me on Twitter. So I made William DM him.
And Rick still follows me.
Send him a nude. And
I'm
that'll
not
give him a,
sending him
send
a
him a nude and that'll give him a nudge. Why am I being crude again? We've not even started. Right, yeah. Summer garden parties, barbecues. That's what this episode
is
all about.
Well, no, I think garden parties. A bit more upmarket than barbecue.
My first question, right? When did we all start saying garden parties? It's a barbecue. A garden party is what the Queen puts on four times a year. It is four times a year,
well
isn't it?
Done.
Yeah.
And do you know in what locations?
Yes, she does three at Buckingham Palace and she does one at Balmoral in Scotland.
Oh, so close.
Oh, was I?
The Palace of Holyrood House.
I read it this weekend.
Did you?
I read it and I'm very well cultured. I read The Observer every Sunday and I read it there.
Right.
So, yeah, it's fine for the Queen to say garden party because she's the Queen. But if you live in a terraced house in Burnley, don't say, are you coming to my garden party on Saturday? It's a barbecue.
Can I just say, whilst we're talking about food and munches,
yep.
I brought some little delicacies in. Ooh. Would you describe what you see? I went pop down to my local Piccadilly grocer.
That's from Fortnum & Mason.
Well done.
I've had a poo in there before.
Oh, God. Everything. Why do you ruin everything?
I got caught short when I first moved down to London. I went into this big old building. I had to buy tea bags because I thought you can't just, you know, I'm not being dragged up. So I bought the cheapest tea bags they had, gave them to my mum, and then had a poo. They've got all sorts in there. It's got a
Fortnum and Mason. I'm just going to take over.
Okay.
Fortnum and Mason little box. It's in their token O'Donnell.
This is a lovely little box.
We're probably going to have to bleep their name after your story because they probably won't want your story associated with them.
And I am not the first and certainly won't be the last Northerner to have a poo in Fortnum and Mason.
Fortnum? What?
And Mason.
little box. We've taken a picture. It's on our Twitter, at SextedMyBoss. Or if you're not
these
on
better
Twitter,
not... go on.
Twitter.com/SextedMyBoss.
These better not be £48 chocolates again.
They're not... No, I promise you, they were not that much.
It's fake fruit.
It's not fake fruit. Well, it's not fruit. I'll give you that.
It's a mushroom and a carrot and an apple. It's wax fruit.
It's not wax.
Is it, can, is
you
it
can
edible?
Eat them, yes.
Shut up.
They're marzipan fruits.
I'm not eating.
Or as my grandmother would say, almond paste. If I ever said that the Christmas cake had royal icing and marzipan, you got a clip round the ear. It was almond paste.
We just get trifle from Marks and Spencer's.
Yes.
Can I eat one?
Yes, but let's take a photo first.
Oh, have you not took a photo?
Not, no, it was wrapped up. Show them to the camera.
Really nice. I've got a list of questions here today. So you're hosting a barbecue or a summer garden party. Is it okay to ask guests to bring their own food?
If it's a bring your own type, if it's a potluck thing, that's fine. I did a potluck thing. Did you come to that?
Potluck?
Yeah.
Isn't that on Wheel of Fortune?
No, a potluck party. I did it one Christmas. I think it was 2015.
You kinky little get, isn't that where
no,
you throw your
that's
keys
where,
into...
No, that's not that sort of dinner.
Is it where you throw your keys into a glass bowl?
No, you didn't come to that one.
I've heard about it.
Where, it's where I would say to, you know, it like...
come as a guest, Lisa.
Stuart, bring a hot pudding, for example. Daryl, bring a cold main course. And then if you're not very good at cooking, Jordan, bring the tonic water, that sort of thing.
Is that why you always ask me to bring drinks to your party?
Yes, but I think you probably were assigned napkins or something.
Yeah, you always ask. You just say, I'll bring drinks.
No, because I've only ever hosted one potluck. It was with our friend Hattie. Can you remember?
Was we it
did
a Christmas?
A joint thing. Yeah, it was a Christmas
yeah,
thing.
I was at that one.
What did you bring?
Was it at your party where I brought the cans of lager and the gatto?
No, I don't think you would
have. No. That was when someone was winding me up. Someone said, oh, yeah, it's bring your own food. So I turned up with a gatto and cans of lager and everyone's like, oh, everyone were laughing at me.
But anyway, in answer to your earlier question, Jordan, before we get too sidetracked, do you bring your own food?
You're saying it's okay.
Okay, if the host tells you.
Okay, so
but
it's
if they don't, then you bring chocolates or something or marzipan fruit or something as a hostess gift, but you don't bring a whole course.
So one of our lovely listeners is listening to the podcast now. They're thinking, I'm going to have a barbecue before it starts getting a bit cold again and summer's gone.
Yep.
But it's going to cost me a fortune. It's okay to ask people to bring their own food.
If you think your friends will be okay with that, at the end of the day, no one's forcing you to have a party. So if you can't afford to have a party, just don't have one. But if you're a group of like-minded people of the same sort of age, you know, student-y or sort of under 30,
yeah,
fine, perhaps you could do a potluck thing. You bring the sausages, I'll bring the salmon, you bring the chicken... and we'll put it on the barbecue.
What about drinks? Is it okay to ask people to bring drinks, yeah?
Yes, but I think you as host should provide some drinks.
My mum and dad had a big barbecue last year, and we just had bathroom done. So we still had... Oh, God, we sound so common. We still had the bath in the garden, the old bath. So we just filled it up with water and ice, and my mum were like, just put all your drinks in there. And then everybody were having everybody else's drinks, and some people kicked off about that. Mm. The bath... Before you start, you're pulling your face. The bath will look really nice.
No, that's just my natural expression.
That's your resting bitch face. My mum made the bath look really good. She put like a blow-up palm tree in and she decorated it with like, you know, those grass skirts that you put on. She put a grass skirt around the bath. It looked really cool. But people were kicking off.
It sounds gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. People were kicking off because like, they were like, who's been drinking my Coronas? Where's all my Fosters gone? And like, is it okay to just drink everybody else's drink if it's been brought to a party?
No. Well, yes. I think if you anything you bring, it's not just for you. It's for the party.
Yeah. Okay. What about...
Bring a Debonair.
Yeah. Bring a good shout. Hashtag G and Divas. What about if you're having a big garden party or barbecue, should you go next door, or even a party, should you go next door and tell your neighbours?
I think you want to
just warn
tell them about it, yes.
Because the reason why a lot of people don't go next door is and say, just to let you know, we're going to have a big gathering, having a garden party. And then you always say, you can come if you want. And you end up inviting people that you don't want there.
No, I think, you know, look, this was never a problem for me growing up because our next door neighbours were cows, literally. And we would... You know,
so are ours.
But, you know, if it were, we would have gone round and said, you know, we're having a garden party tomorrow night between 7 and 11.
Eh? 7 and 11. I started at 2 and finished at 2.
Right.
And we were shit-faced. Anyway, go on.
Please, you know, hopefully we won't make too much noise, but please, you know, you've got our number if you have any problems.
Okay.
That's all you say.
Right, so you don't...
Or if you like them, then yes, you do invite them.
Do you have to invite them?
I don't think... No, you don't have to invite them at all.
Shall we do a bit of role-play? Because we haven't done some role-play in a while.
No. Okay. Yeah. Right. All the scars from last time.
Right, so this always happens at any barbecue or garden party.
Yes.
There's usually a drunk uncle.
Well. Right.
Or a drunkle. A drunkle.
Yeah, I got it, thanks.
And he's being a bit obnoxious, right?
Yes.
He's being an arsehole.
Right.
Yeah. He's telling rude jokes.
Mm.
And you need to ask him to leave.
Right.
I'll be the drunkle.
Okay.
So, wife says to me, why don't you take me anywhere expensive anymore? I said, get your coat on, we're going to petrol station.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncle Anthony.
Yeah, what do you want?
Could you just come into the kitchen with me?
Get your hands off me. What do you want?
Just come over here into the kitchen.
What?
I'm not sure your behaviour is really helping the general ambiance of the party.
What do you mean, ambiance?
Well, why don't you go home and look it up? And when you've worked out what it means...
Don't you patronise me, you posh little git.
I think let's take that Carlsberg from you, and we'll give you a water.
Do you know what? It's always the same with your side of family. You always look down at us like we're the paupers, the poor people. I'm going on. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
Deirdre, get your coat, love.
Goodbye.
I think you handled that really well.
Well, ultimately, you went home.
I think you handled
and
that.
And I think probably once you've sobered up, you'd probably realise that you were being a bit of a nitwit.
A lot of people where I'm from would have just punched him.
Right.
So we all know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about parties in the garden, in the summer sun, but that's all we know, isn't it, William?
It is.
We have no idea what problems of yours are coming next. As always, you hear it for the first time, just like we do, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. First question, please, UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hanson.
Question one is from Deirdre, which is really no relation to your uncle. Completely vegetarian barbecue, no consideration for meat eaters, yay or nay? Banning children from coming to the barbecue, yay or nay? Bringing your own booze, yay or nay? So three questions there, dearie, you're really getting your money's worth. Vegetarian barbecue, look, hey, if it's advertised as a vegetarian barbecue, then I'm afraid, you know, the host gets to decide.
Do you think it's okay as a vegetarian host to say, this is my barbecue and we're just going to do it veggie?
Yeah, I would actually say, if it's your barbecue and
okay.
You're a vegetarian.
She don't want to cook meat.
Yeah, I understand that. But if you are a vegetarian going to a meat eater's barbecue, obviously the host would provide something vegetarian and probably that would be cooked in the oven because it shouldn't be cooked on the barbecue because there are remnants of meat.
Next one, what did she say?
Banning children from coming to the barbecue.
Ooh, we had a bit of an issue with this at my mum and dad's one.
Did you? Were you banned?
Like, pardon? My mum was like, I don't think we should invite kids because obviously all adults get drunk, but in the end, I think you've just got to bring kids.
Do you know, I've never seen my parents drunk.
Have you not?
In the history of, in my 58 years, no, in my 28 years alive, I have never seen my parents drunk.
Serious?
Correct.
I haven't this week. What was the...
Should we ban children?
Ban children. I don't think you can. And they make it, I think. They make part of the atmosphere. What about you?
Yeah, I think...
What?
I know, I just lost the school of thought.
You're pissed again, aren't you? are you drunk again? I know when you're drunk.
I didn't have much for lunch, I'll be honest.
You go a bit bug-eyed when you're drunk.
A bit what?
A bit bug-eyed.
What does that mean?
Follow my finger with your eye. Yeah, you're pissed. Right, kids at barbecues. Is it all right to invite kids?
Well, yes, if you've got them in your family, then yes, you can't exclude them.
William's drunk! What about beer? We've said it's all right to tell people to bring their own beer, isn't it?
It's better to provide it.
Okay.
Right. God, that was only question one.
Next question. Was that only the first question? This is going to be a long one. Get this man some more G&D. Hashtag G&Divas.
This is from Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the group loves Chris. Unfortunately, Chris is with Millie, and no one likes Millie. Sorry, Millie, but I don't want to invite you, but I feel I have to. Do I have to invite her?
Ooh, good question. Should you invite... So, Chris is life and soul at party. This is usually always the same as well. You've always got a mate who's just a great, sound mate, and then the other half is a complete nightmare. Do you invite their nightmare other half?
Well, yes, I think you have to.
Yeah?
It can alienate.
Yeah, I agree.
It can ruin friendships.
But you could do that we've had to do recently. We've had to pre-warn someone and say, look, if she starts kicking off again, she's going to have to go. Not you and me.
Oh, I see.
Someone I know.
Right.
It's like, I don't want this sort of behaviour at my barbecue.
Yep.
We're getting good at this.
We are,
High five!
Ow. Okay, this question is from John, J-O-N. His parents were liberals. I've got a few groups of friends. The lads from football, the lads from work, and the lads from uni.
That's like me.
He means university. I want to do a summer garden party, but I usually try and invite separate groups. Now I think I should invite everyone to one big bash. Is that okay? And do you have any tips on how I should go about integrating everyone?
Ooh, this is a great question. You know, I was talking about this only the other day. I've got lots of group of friends, and I kind of keep them all separate. Because you haven't really met any of my friends from back home.
No.
Do you even know who my...
Do I even know?
Best mate is. That's a bit harsh on you. But do you know Rick, who's... You haven't met Rick, who I was best man at his wedding, have you?
No.
No. Anyway, yeah, so what should you do there?
Can I just say, with the issue of best friends,
yeah,
I do feel when you get beyond the age of 16, you shouldn't have a best friend. You just have very close friends.
Oh, no, I've...
That whole, he's my best friend. Like, OK, how old are you, 7?
Right, I've got 2 best mates, OK?
Oh, pathetic, pathetic.
And I've got 2 best mates, and one of them gets really jealous, because Rick's my best mate.
Right. Yeah?
Like, Rick's my best mate.
And is he 7?
No, he's... Same age as me, and Pilkey is like my best mate as well.
Right. Well, where do I fall? If you're numbering your friends, because clearly that's what you do.
You're up there, definitely. Mm. Yeah, you are.
That sort of friend.
Yeah. Anyway, how do you integrate friends? Is it good to do it at a barbecue? Is it good to... Because say I was hosting a garden party, what's this fella called?
John, like J-O-N, John, liberal parents.
J-O-N. Is it good to get all your friends to integrate at a garden party?
Yes, absolutely. Any sort of party, whether it's a dinner party, yes, you know... Dinner parties, you're not supposed to know everybody that goes, or balls, or whatever you're going to. You know, you are there supposed to meet other people. But as a host, you need to introduce people. So I would say, Jordan, may I introduce my friend Stephen? Stephen has just come back from Rome, and I believe you're going to Rome next week, for example. So you give them a bit of information. So you are now able to talk to Stephen, even though you might not have anything else in common with Stephen. But in that moment, you can talk about Rome. Now, good hosts will be able to do that, will be able to find a link. But if not, I might say, Jordan, may I introduce Stephen? Stephen's just flown in from Rome. Even if you're not going to Rome, I leave it there so you can then ask
you
him
are
about
so
Rome.
Good. And do you know what? Actually, at your parties, you do that.
Hmm.
That's really good advice to John.
It doesn't matter if they don't know each other or have very little in common. You can generally find something.
John, host your garden party or barbecue. Invite all your different groups of friends and use William's tip there. John, this is William. John, you're a bit of a posh twat as well. You're going to get on. Go on.
This is from Harriet.
Harriet.
Yes. I'm setting up the playlist for my next party now.
DJ here, I'll be able to help you with this one.
All the big tunes, I am ready. The issue at a party is that people try and grab the AUX cable and change the playlist.
The AUX cable.
The what?
The AUX cable.
Well, sure, is it not French, the O cable?
Is it?
The O?
I've always said, yeah, no, it's Orcs. It's Orcs. Hey, DJ here. It's Orcs. It is Orcs, isn't it? Yeah, Orcs cable.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like saying from Lord of the Rings. And try and grab the Orcs cable and change the playlist. I hate it. So should I put the playlist under lock and key? How do I get people to keep their hands off?
I'm going to jump in here. Right. Okay. Make sure you start your playlist a good week or 2 weeks before. Always pick at
well,
least...
Well, surely it'll run out by the time guests arrive.
No. Like, don't
start... Start compiling
it. Oh, start compiling, you smart-ass get. Start compiling it, okay? This is what I do. Mm-hmm. I take this very serious. I take this very
seriously.
Serious.
Adverb.
Seriously. So, start your playlist a good 2 weeks before. Put all the bangers in. But put them in towards the end when everyone's had
well,
a drink.
Well, surely the sausages go on the barbecue.
The bangers, the big tunes. You're Freed from Desire, Galas. You know, Set Me Free, Entrance. Your big bangers. The ones that are going to get everybody up dancing. Right, don't matter.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Right. So start it. But then also ask one, maybe two other friends to create a playlist as well. So when yours finishes, you put theirs on. Do not, and I repeat, do not start letting other people taking over, grabbing the aux cable, plugging their
iPhone
in.
We have a friend, a mutual friend called James, who on people's Sonos speakers will connect to their Wi-Fi and always play the Casualty theme tune. And it's funny once.
I love James. No, it don't. It is so annoying. Have you been to a party where everyone starts playing their own stuff and going, let me have a go? Well,
yes, because then you have sort of 15 seconds of one song and then you have 10 seconds of another and it's just a bit pathetic.
You, the host, if you want, do your playlist. If you can't be bothered with that, ask two or three people to do your playlist. Don't let people start taking
Which is why I normally have a live string quartet at mine because no one can interrupt them. But if you're not having that, if you can't have that, the best soundtrack to a party is Conversation.
Or the Philharmonic Orchestra. Oh, yeah.
The what? Say it again.
The Philharmonic Orchestra.
You've done the difficult word correctly. It's the less difficult word you've struggled with.
The Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yes, well done.
Next question.
No, that's it.
Again?
We finished.
Oh, it's flown by. It's flown by, hasn't it? It really has. So, William, what is your one bit of advice you can offer about spending an afternoon in your garden with your pals?
Well, I think try and cater it yourself. Certainly if you're 30 plus, I think you want to try, you know, if you're having a party, you're expected to, you know, provide. But then I provide at this party and then everyone that I invite then should invite me to their party. So the point is, if I invite 12 people, I then go to 12 parties myself. So it pays back. It's, you know, yin v yang.
You just said before it's all right to tell people to bring their own food.
No, it is. If you're sort of young, millennial and sort of, you know, on a budget, that's fine. But after 30 plus, you should, you know, really do it DIY. Mm.
I mean, this barbecue we had last year, my mum and dad provided the food.
Well, there we go. It's because they're adults.
And Jordan, what have you?
And Jordan, what have you learned, if anything, in this episode about how not to annoy your friends at a summer garden party?
I have learned that... it's okay to tell people to bring your own food, in my opinion, and beer, but don't start drinking other people's beers. Stick to your own playlist. You know, you sort the playlist out. What was the other thing? What was that question we had from John? What was his question?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, we learned something from John. I learn something every week from this, mostly that I am
annoying.
Yeah,
yeah. Little bit of news, Jordan. I don't know if anyone's told you.
Go on.
But this episode that we have just done is our penultimate. Do you know what that means?
I know what that means.
What does it mean?
It means the second to last.
Yes. It's our penultimate episode.
Right. So I was watching Mad Men a few years ago, and it was on Sky, and it said penultimate episode. And I thought that was the last episode. So I watched it. And about three weeks later, I said to a girl at work, I went, I tell you, I love Mad Men, but it didn't make any sense at all. It's like, it just drove off. It's like, yeah, that was the penultimate episode. I was like, yeah, the last episode. She's like, no, the second to last. Went back on Planner. There's another episode there. So that's how I learned.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't make stuff up.
No, I know you don't. If only you did.
So next week's our last episode.
It's our last episode of this series.
Of this series. And I know we've said it before, we really do appreciate all your tweets and messages. We've had a really good reaction, haven't we?
We've been very touched.
You make it sound creepy. Better than what we'd ever thought. So thank you for all your
We will be back for another series. And look, this we're living in, apparently.
Are we?
I will be. We're living in a Netflix generation. We're not going to be back this time next year.
Oh.
You know, we're in a generation where actually a new series could drop any time.
It's not going to be too long of a break, is it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it's enough for me to, you know,
okay,
have a rest from you. It's enough for us to recast, let's put it that way.
Don't forget, if you want our help with something on the last episode, or maybe in the new series, tweet us at SextonMyBoss. You can email help@sextonmyboss.com. You can write to William. The address is on the website, sextonmyboss.com. And if you like Help by Sexton My Boss, tell your friends and give us a rating.
Let's just have a moment now for people on a very popular podcast platform just to scroll down and give us a rating. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 4 or 5 stars, preferably 5. Let's just have a moment of silence for that.
Do you know what Netflix
Shh.
Is? Do you know what Netflix
Shh. They're busy rating.
Yeah, whilst they're rating, do you know what Netflix? I'm so pissed again. Do you know what Netflix and chill is?
Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
That's where you put your laptop in the freezer? Okay, thank you very much for rating us.
William has promised as well to dress up as Hyacinth Bouquet at the next Royal Garden Party. William has promised... Hang on. And William has promised to dress up as Hyacinth Bouquet at the next Royal Garden Party he goes to if all your nice tweets are nice. Let me do it again. And William has promised to dress up as Hyacinth Bouquet at the next Royal Garden Party he goes to if you all tweet nice things about the podcast. What do you mean dress up as Hyacinth Bouquet? He is Hyacinth Bouquet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
Stop. Hold the front door.
No! No! Go on, go on.
End of series spesh.
Has he replied?
We have a reply from Rick Edwards.
Yes!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.